feeling like. Welcome to a Tuesday. The date is June 3rd, 2025. It is my baby daddy husband boyfriend's birthday.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Stephonius. Happy birthday, brother.
So this is the day that the all the cougar and older women jokes come to an end because he and I are exactly a week apart. So I get 7 days of him roasting me for being older. And it never really bothered me before, but for some reason it came to my attention that I'm going to be 40 for a whole week before he is. Mm. That's going to be tough. I'm going to kind of hate that.
Whatever. Question, will you do anything for him tonight? I know he does breakfast in bed for you.
Yeah.
What do you do for him?
We're going to, I'm going to go, I have a Hannaford to go order. He's put in a whole thing that we're going to do a cookout. And his sister.
Tonight or this weekend?
Tonight.
Nice.
At our house.
Great.
Just with, you know, the baby and his sister from Boston is going to come up. And his brother is staying with us for
awesome.
A few days.
Michael.
Michael.
Great guy.
Great guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we're going to do a little BBQ in my man's honor. 37, aging like a fine glass of whiskey.
Good. He looks good.
I know, right?
He does.
He really does. We were mini golfing this past weekend with Eliza and Ryan. And Ryan goes, Steven, you've been working out? And I'm like, Ryan, he's married. You know what I mean? Like, pause off my merch.
Yeah.
And well, Steven was like, no, I'm just built like this.
Of course you said that.
Oh, good times, good times. You know what was good times? Talking about death and gravestones yesterday. That was an interesting conversation.
That was an interesting segue.
Yeah, yeah. Not my best. Not my best, but not my worst. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, we're going to relive that moment with you now. Enjoy. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Rakira and Logan in the morning. So Logan was just telling me off the air about a video that he saw on TikTok. And as he's telling me, I'm thinking, I'm like split right down the middle.
Me too.
Is this woman, what she's doing, disrespectful? Or is she really doing the Lord's work? So do you want to describe the video?
Yeah, so I mean, everybody knows that TikTok and Instagram Reels kind of... It's the place everyone goes. You can make millions and millions of dollars just by getting views. So a lot of people do creative things to get views on social media platforms, which turns into money. This woman, her whole Instagram account became cleaning graves at graveyards. And so to Kira's point, I was the same way. I saw this video and I'm like, wow, this woman is doing amazing work.
Yeah.
She took an overgrown graveyard with graves from early 1800s. And she cleaned them up. She made them look beautiful. They were disgusting and dirty and overgrown. And she made them look white and brand new again.
Yeah, who else is going to do that?
And then a lot of people on the comments were like, hey, that is not your place. And then I was put right back to reality. And I was like, well, it's a very good point. She doesn't know whose grave that is. She doesn't know the family members of those graves. Maybe the person who... Maybe they loved the earth and plants and they wanted to be overgrown and dirty. I don't know if that's the case, but I understood both sides. So you got this young 20-year-old, maybe late teenager, young woman cleaning these graves for obviously clicks and attention and likes, but there's also like a benefit to it, a good component, which is that she's making a grave come to life again and beautiful and paying tribute and respect to that person. So that's the question. Is she doing something that's, like Kira said, the Lord's work, cleaning the grave and making it look beautiful? Or is it disrespectful to the person who is buried beneath the grave and their family?
And their family, right? Like, she doesn't know, like, maybe she sees cans of Bud Light on some grave and she's like, this is trash. But like, it's someone who lost their brother and they like to go and have a beer with the grave on Sunday.
That's a very good point.
And then
point.
They put it on top and that's
leave,
like their thing. But she's taking it away. Like, that's kind of violating, you know, the loved one.
Right.
And also I think about the Jewish religion. So when we visit a loved one, visit a grave, we take a stone and we put it on top of the grave.
Really?
And so I'm thinking.
Every visit?
Every visit. And so she would, I mean, I don't know.
She would knock those off.
She would knock those off, right?
Yeah.
So that's like disrespectful to my culture.
Wouldn't the wind and the snow knock them off anyway?
I mean, sometimes, yeah.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
I'm just bringing it up for, you know, devil's advocate.
What do you, I know we're split, but do you have a knee-jerk reaction? Like, if you had to pick disrespectful or, I don't want to say holy, but, you know, like, helpful.
Helpful,
yeah. Or hurtful.
Right.
What do you think?
Are you someone who goes and visits a grave? What would you do if you knew that, if you could tell that someone clearly cleaned the grave of your loved one in between visits? Would you be like, oh, this is nice? Or would you be like, who is touching Grandpa's grave?
I'm leaning towards nice.
You are?
I think so.
I'm leaning towards I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't even like it a little bit.
Okay.
Now that we talked about it.
Well, I know this is why we talk about this.
Right. 603-749-0975. Is it disrespectful for this woman to be cleaning graves? 603-749-0975. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Logan was just telling us about this video that he saw. It was an Instagram reel, I think. And it was this young girl in her, you know,
early 20s. Late teens, maybe.
Yeah, and she was going around cleaning graves at a graveyard. And the comments were divided. A lot of people thought that she was doing quite literally the Lord's work. What a selfless thing to do, to clean these graves, maintain them, do the weeding, you know, if they're overgrown and dusty. And then other people thought it was a major overstep and not her place. It's up to the loved ones to maintain the graves how they want, and she could be overstepping and she doesn't even know it. 603-749-0975. Curious to know what you think. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Who are we speaking with?
Noah.
Okay, Noah, what are your thoughts on this?
I think it is very nice. Like, where were you, Linda, when the gravestone was getting all dirty, and then now it's clean, you know? Like, how can you be mad at that, really?
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm leaning towards, too. It's like, how can you be mad they're shining up the name so you can see it better?
Exactly, exactly.
She's like, not vandalizing the grave. You know, like,
right.
It's good intentions.
Right. So
here's one thing I'll say on the other end of the argument, though. She's definitely using like chemicals and soap and water. So if people are planting like flowers around it, which I think is common, like those are probably going to die because she's crushing the grave with soap and water and chemicals. I'm seeing the videos.
Well, they also make all natural cleaners, so I'm not sure if she's using those or if she's just using Clorox. But yeah.
Oh boy, you're right. We do not know.
Let's give her a little credit. If she is in the grave cleaning space, she must know that she should be using safe products for plants.
Right, all natural.
All right, so we're giving this gal the benefit of the doubt.
At least you are.
I would. Yeah.
Okay. We appreciate the call, man. Thanks for chiming in.
Thanks,
hey,
Noah.
Have a great day.
Later,
you
Noah.
Too. Hi there. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
Jacob.
Jacob, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, if her videos are showing her removing stuff from the graves, obviously there would be a problem with it. But if she's, like, taking it down to clean it and then putting it right back, I don't see a problem with it.
Does it change it if it's at night? All of her videos are she's cleaning them at night. I don't. For some reason, that makes me feel a little more weird.
Could be that she doesn't want to interrupt if there is a family there. I'd feel weird if I was sitting there with, you know, my grandmother or my father's grave and some lady just kind of walked up and started cleaning it.
Don't mind me, just the cleaning service.
That is a very,
I'm here on Sundays. Yeah.
That's a valid point. It's a valid point.
No one's in a graveyard at night unless you're weird.
Except for this crazy cleaning lady.
Yeah, that or gothic teens having fun.
So here's the other thing that's kind of funny about it is she's also planting plants around graves. And this is where I'm more towards, hey, get the heck out of here, lady. Like, you're not supposed to be putting plants in. Like, maybe they don't like lilies, you know?
Yeah, I could see there being a problem with that. For instance, our grandmother, her grave, she liked roses. She didn't really like any other flowers. If you're there planting lilies, that's going to kind of piss her off.
Right.
Yeah, she's going to be pissed.
Right.
It's an overstep, I think, with the plants.
Yeah. I'm leaning more and more towards that.
Yeah, the plants are a bit of an overreach. If you're going to clean the grave, you clean it and you leave it how you found it.
That's a good point.
Yes, like maintain, but don't make, you know, aesthetic choices.
Right.
Exactly. Like sometimes you think war vets, they put coins on top of graves.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Every coin has a meaning. If you were there, took the coins and you put flowers, the next guy that shows up gonna be like, yo, what the hell?
Yeah, where are my exactly. Coins?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, these were all good thoughts. It was nice talking this out with you.
Not a problem. Thank
Have
you.
A great day.
Okay, and there's another element that we didn't touch upon.
There's two elements, because I just went through a few videos and there's two elements that I think need to be brought up in this.
Okay.
Number one, she's eating in every video. She's like, oh, here's the snack I brought. She's like eating cupcakes over the grave. Number two, and this is really what's going to get you, she has an advertising partner, Scrub Daddy.
So
she's getting paid advertisement money from Scrub Daddy or whatever cleaning services, whatever she advertises in her videos, which are getting millions of views. She's getting money from that. Now, that's kind of the way social media money, monetizing on social media works these days anyway. You take the videos that you're doing and advertisers find you and are like, hey, here's a Scrub Daddy cleaning every grave. Can you just hold up the Scrub Daddy so people know it's a Scrub Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
So does that make it better or worse? It's not going to make it better. Does that make it worse? Or, hey, that is what it is. You're doing work, cleaning the graves. You need money. Scrub Daddy's paying you to advertise. All good in the hood. Keep doing the good work. Or, hey, you're doing something amazing cleaning these graves, but do it for free. Do it for the goodness of the heart, not the advertising money coming.
Mm-hmm. Starting to feel dirty. For a cleaning lady, it's feeling dirty.
I had a feeling it would change some people's perspective.
Has it changed your perspective? Give us a call at 603-749-0975. Still taking your calls on 97.5 WOK. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, where Kira and Logan in the morning, if you know, you know, on that last comment. If you're just joining us, we're talking about this viral video of a young woman in her early 20s who goes around at grave sites, cemeteries,
sounds
rather.
Sounds crazy as we're saying it.
Yeah, at night and cleans the graves and makes them shiny and then maintains them with, like, she does plants around them and stuff. And Logan mentioned that she has a few endorsements, a few advertisers that she partners with. So she is making money with these videos. With all of that information, do we hate this? I kind of hate this. I kind of think it's disrespectful. Or are you like, someone's got to maintain these graves. She's got good intentions. She's just trying to make them look nice and she's doing the Lord's work, really. 603-749-0975. Very curious to know what you think about this. Hi, Caitlin. Thanks for holding. What are your thoughts?
I think it's very disrespectful. Personally, I have my father passed away, and back in October or November of last year, there was a mother and a daughter going around the cemetery taking things off the cemetery. And every time I go down and see my dad, I bring like a little tractor, a little rock, or a little hockey puck, anything to remember my dad by.
Yeah.
Every time I go back, something would be missing.
So this mother-daughter combo, they're picking up trash, but they're also taking away the trinkets and the little memories off of graves?
Yeah. And I actually reported it.
You reported it?
Oh.
Yeah. I went to the cemetery people that worked there, and I told them, I was like, you know, you guys have like a mother and a daughter or someone here taking things off. And when I went back, they actually told me that they found the person because they had many complaints.
That's really heartless to do. I mean, I don't know if they were like, oh, cool, a hockey puck, or did they think they were helping? Either way, it's not great behavior.
You can't walk around cemeteries and take things off people's graves. Like, we're actually putting it there for a particular reason, so I think it's very disrespectful.
Well, thanks so much for this call and this opinion. We appreciate it.
Welcome.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank
take
you.
Care.
Okay, bye-bye. Take care. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. A young woman is going viral on the TikToks for cleaning gravestones at cemeteries. The comments are divided whether people think that she's doing the Lord's work and it's really great what she's doing, or if it's a complete overstep and just kind of weird. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, Jody. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think it's different. She is cleaning gravestones of 1800s or older. She's not cleaning somebody that died a year or two or months ago.
So you've seen these videos then, because you're right. This is exactly what she's doing. She's doing like old graves.
Correct. And I think it's different.
That are clearly not being visited by loved ones, right?
Right.
Correct. Yes. So they're making the whole cemetery look better because it's not as overgrown as it was before she started.
But is this kind of just, and this is a bit morbid, but I'm just going to say it, is this just the circle of life? I mean, we can't just keep doing graveyards and graveyards. Eventually, we're going to run out of land. So, you know, at what point do you kind of graduate or retire, better yet, you retire a graveyard from existing?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Mm-hmm. If ever. I guess the question is, do you ever retire a graveyard from existing? If you got a graveyard that's all 1800s and in a few years, you know, and whatever, it's 2222. Like, do you just get rid of it?
Yeah, is it not worth preserving anymore?
No, you can't get rid of it because you can't move the body in the casket.
Yeah, but you can bury over it.
Eee.
I'm just saying, eventually we're going to run out of land. Like, there is an inevitable... like limits towards land that we have to bury people.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely getting cremated after this conversation.
Right, but really we're talking about, is she being disrespectful to those people? And I don't believe she is.
And that's a great circle back way to get us back on track.
She's like, what are we really talking about here? Let's get back to the topic at hand, you two.
Thanks for the call, Jody.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. Ready, set, here we go. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Good morning, Mallory.
Hi.
Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Have you ever played?
No.
Oh, we love a first-timer. What made you want to call and have today be the day?
It's a great question.
Well, I do try, like, every day, but I can't believe I actually got through.
So today's just the first time you've ever gotten through?
Yeah.
Heck yeah, Mal. All right, we'll kick Kira out of here. Let's play.
All right.
This is when you say, get out of here, Kira.
Get out of here, Kira.
There she goes.
She knew it.
I'm leaving.
She knew what to do. Yeah. All right, Mal, she's walking out. First question is multiple choice unless you do not need it, okay?
Okay.
And if you don't need it, then I'm not giving Kira options, okay?
Okay.
Question one. This artist just bought the rights to all of her music, formerly owned by Shamrock Capital, for around $360 million. Is it? Do you want the multiple choice?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it Taylor Swift, Beyonce, or Adele?
Ugh. I'm going to say Beyonce.
Beyonce. Okay. Question number two. In Hawaiian, and of course Lilo and Stitch, what does Ohana mean?
Family.
Question number three. They fill in the lyrics. This is Gimme That Girl, Joe Nichols. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I blank.
I know this one. Can you say it again?
Yeah, of course I'll say it again because you know this one. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I
want to say wannabe, but I don't know really.
Wannabe. All right. Hey, we got a guess out there. Wannabe.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Kira's coming back in. How are we feeling, Mal? First time. How
not really good.
Not really good.
No.
Appreciate your honesty.
Yeah.
Well, a win or a tie gets you these tickets, so we're playing for either.
Oh, my God.
You ready, Kira?
Okay. I'm ready.
Yeah. Here we go. This is multiple choice. This artist just bought the rights to all of her music, formerly owned by Shamrock Capital, for $360 million. Mm-hmm. Was it Taylor Swift, Beyonce, or Adele?
It was Taylor.
It was Taylor.
Stop it.
It
stop
was.
It right now.
Mallory said Beyonce.
Well, a fine
I
guess.
Did.
It's a good guess. Well, it was a guess anyway. 1-0, Kira. Question two. In Hawaiian, and of course, Lilo and Stitch, Kira, what does Ohana mean?
Family.
And family means no one. Family means nobody gets left behind or forgotten. Great job.
That's right.
You said that. Mal said that. That's two for Kira, one for Mal. Question three. Joe Nichols, give me that girl. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I blank.
Like best.
Like best. Yeah, Mal knows.
Kira, you beat me.
Oh, jeez, Mal.
Mal said wannabe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't think of it. I was, like, so nervous.
Oh, my God. Don't even worry
about it. She's beating herself up too much. Mal, let's get through the hard part, which is the fact that you owe us the phrase of shame.
That I'm Mallory from Maine, and I can't beat Kira.
Mallory from Maine. I would be remiss if we didn't give you these tickets. I think you deserve them.
I think so, too.
Are you serious?
What
so
you
serious.
You want to go see Chase Rice?
No, you just don't even know. No. I cannot believe I just won these.
Logan, you don't even know.
I think we can.
Logan, did you want me to play that song?
Give me that girl.
At least sing it like you mean it.
Give me that girl.
Okay, careful what you wish for. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. So, today is my husband's day of birth.
Oh, yeah, I handsome little devil him.
Happy B-Day, Steven Daniel Greenberger. The man has given me no guidance as to what he wants for
this
his
is a guy.
37th birthday. He's like, I literally don't want anything, and if I ever want something, I just buy it on Amazon. I said, that's so true, but I want to do something to make the day special. Can you give me something? Do you want any kind of dessert tonight, you know, after our dinner? He was like, you know
what?
He
wants to split dessert, all right.
Oh, he wants to split dessert. That goes without saying, but he goes, you know what I'm really craving is a key lime pie.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, say less, bro.
Too easy. Let me just fly right down to Florida.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. After I left here yesterday, I was on a quest for key lime pie. I even texted Logan, and I said, real question, do you know where a girl can find a key lime pie in this town? He said, I would catch a flight to the Keys. He made that joke that he just made. So, not helpful. But that's cool.
I didn't know. Like, I don't know where to get a key lime pie in this town.
It's not easy.
Where'd you go?
I'll tell you, it's not easy. I didn't show up at all these places, but I was making some phone calls, right? I'm calling all the bakeries in Portsmouth. Elephantine, Sears, is it C-E-R-E? If you say it's Sears. Sear Bakery.
Yeah.
I called Popovers.
None of them?
And they... Popover said they have mini key lime pies.
Oh, perfect. But are you going to get him a giant one? He's not going to eat a giant one.
We're having some people over.
Oh, okay. I forgot.
We're having some people over. So, and like, he probably wants to eat it for his birthday week. It's not just a day. It's a birthday week for some. So I'm like, if I have to do the minis, I'll do the minis. But I'm really hoping I can get a big key lime pie for this man. It's the only thing he asked for God's sake.
So where did we end up?
So I call this bakery in Kittery, and this guy laughs me out of town. He goes, not only do we not have key lime pies, we don't sell pies in general.
Oh, my God.
And I said, I'm so glad I called, because that would be really a waste of my time if I drove to Kittery and found that out. He said, but you know what?
Finally, someone's about to give you guidance.
Yeah, he's like, you know the Roundabout Diner in Portsmouth?
Get out of town.
And I said, stop it right now. I don't believe in signs. I'm in the Portsmouth traffic circle.
You're just doing loops.
As he's saying this, he goes, the Roundabout Diner, I'm pretty sure that they do, that they have pies and they'll make them, you know, a day or so early.
Yeah.
And I go, that's so weird. I'm looking at the Roundabout Diner.
You're having a full-on conversation.
Yeah. And he's like, okay, well, good luck to you. And I said, thank you, sir. So I pull into the Roundabout Diner and I look in the case and there's no key lime pie, but I talk to the lady and she's like, all right, I'll go back and ask the baker. She usually likes a few days in advance. When do you need it? I said, tomorrow.
Yeah.
She said, I can't make any promises. But she goes back, she talks to the baker. It's you know, Monday, so it's not as busy as a weekend. She said she'll do it for you.
Wow.
So I'm going to go pick it up after the show.
You know what? Not a lot of people are ordering pie, and they should. Instead of being like, hey, you want a birthday cake? Like, I'd take an apple pie.
I love pie.
I like a pie.
Do you know my brother and his wife, instead of wedding cake, they had an array, like a whole table of pies?
Gosh, love them.
Isn't that unique?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So cool.
So shout out to the Roundabout Diner. I'm really excited to go pick up my fresh key lime pie for my man, and hopefully he's not up and listening because it's supposed to be a surprise.
And if you need pies, go to the Roundabout Diner.
Indeed. 97.5 WOKQ. 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Logan... First of all,
I know, I'm sorry.
What the heck happened with Robert Kraft? And second of all, how dare this not be the first words out of your mouth yesterday?
This was a mistake on me. This was an oversight on my part.
Thank you for apologizing.
So
what happened?
I get home from the show yesterday right away. I mean, it's still 10 o'clock in the morning. My wife texted me because she was listening. And she said, how did you not tell the Robert Kraft story? And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot that existed.
Crazy.
And it's embarrassing for me.
Yeah.
So here's what happened. In between, it might have been while Jelly Roll was performing or in between Jelly and Post Malone at Gillette Stadium.
Saturday night.
I look behind me at one point because I'm hearing just like a little bit of commotion. Not a lot. Like, not enough commotion for Robert Kraft, but a little bit of commotion.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I look behind me, and there's a swarm of people walking in, kind of like, not bodyguard style, but for the most part, bodyguard style, just like walking around Robert Kraft, and they're walking right behind me. Now, I got a beer in my right hand, and I only had my slippery left hand, and I say slippery because it's raining out. And so I look, and by the time I realize who it is and what's happening, he is right next to me, and he's going to walk by. And like just an absolute idiot, I scream at his face, Robert! I might have said, Robbie!
Stop it.
And then, have you ever tried to shake someone's hand with your non-dominant hand? Guess what? It's really hard. Because you know how many times I've shaken people's hands left-handed? zero.
You're out of practice.
Just don't do it. So he's coming in doing high fives to everyone. But I'm like, well, I'm looking at my hand. I'm like, how do I shake with my left hand? I don't know. I go in for a handshake, but he goes for the high five. So now I'm hugging his hand. I'm just holding his hand.
I'm cringing.
And so, like, that's awkward. So now this is weird. I'm just grabbing this man's hand.
Let go.
So I let go. But now our palms are touching. And I was like, well, I can't back up and then retry a high five.
What'd you do?
I left it there. We were just touching palms for a few awkward seconds, looking at each other and into each other's eyeballs.
That's kind of nice.
It was weird. It was weird. And like I said, it was slimy because it was wet, like it was raining out. So like,
do you feel like you blew it? Like you had your moment to give him a high five and you didn't?
I thought I was going for a handshake, a little more professional. I thought he would have appreciated.
He wasn't in a professional mood. He was out at Post Malone.
Yeah. Here, this dude, and I say dude about Robert Kraft, this dude looked at me like I was just another drunken Patriots fan.
Well,
I wasn't.
If the shoe fits.
It fit. But can you imagine shaking someone's hand and then letting go but keeping your palm there?
This is wild.
It's the most uncomfortable hand interaction you could ever experience.
The whole thing is wild, and the fact that you didn't tell us as you're recapping your night yesterday.
Missy walks away. She's like, why are you freaking out? I was like, that was Robert Kraft.
Robbie!
She's like, what are you talking about? I was like, that's the owner of the new... Never mind. You don't get it.
So you embarrassed yourself in front of the owner of the New England Patriots.
Yeah, it was a bad one.
And the opportunity for you to ever redeem yourself with Robbie, as you call him, is probably not going to happen.
No, it's over.
It's over. Yeah. So yeah, that was like a shooting star and you blew it. Have you ever had an underwhelming or unfortunate interaction with a famous person like young Logan? This would be the moment to call because maybe it'll make him feel better.
Please. Someone make it feel better because this is my dead fish of a hand against his paw. It was so uncomfortable.
The fact that you called your hand slippery also really added to the story.
And that is really the best adjective to describe it.
Have you had a cringy interaction with someone famous? What happened? What was said? 603-749-0975 is our number. We'd love to hear your story at 603-749-0975. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's in the mood for a brand new episode of Second Date Update? You are? Excellent. Let's do this thing. Oh, Second Date Update is brought to you by New England Furniture on Route 11 in Farmington. Now, let's go.
So you went out on a date and it felt really right. Should have locked that thing down. Now they're nowhere inside. Was it what you said? You were left on red. It's not fair. It just ain't right. Yeah, you want a second date. Kira and Logan are here to help you. That's right.
It's time for Second Date Update on 97.5 WOKQ. And we welcome in Kyle. What's up, man?
Hey, how are you?
We're well.
Can't complain.
I'm good. You good, Kira?
Yes. Thank you for asking.
Talk to us about you and Jody and how you met her. What's going on now?
Okay, so I was doing a job in Northwood, New Hampshire, and I noticed Jody from across the way.
Okay. You said you were doing a job. What do you do?
Oh, yeah. I do a bit of everything. Like, I specialize in floor work, landscaping, hardscaping.
Okay.
Rockwood, concrete, everything.
Okay.
Love a man who works with his hands.
And I was wrapping up a project, you know, as I usually do the following day. I went door to door, offering my services to, you know, the neighbors.
Okay.
And that's when I met Jody. And we instantly connected. And I asked her out, and she agreed.
What'd you notice about her?
She was beautiful, and, you know, just my type, I thought, you know. And I thought she was like me, too. We went to a brewery the next weekend, came back to her place, played some games, and then I left. And, you know, we even had a second date the following weekend.
This is a third date update.
We've had two dates. The plot thickens.
Yeah. Okay. What happened on date number two?
It was a similar thing. Drinks back to her place. Nothing physical yet. You know, I like to take it slow.
Did you say you like to take it slow?
Well, I know women like to take it slow. So, I mean, not all. You know,
he prefers things high speed.
Okay, so you, I guess what I'm asking is you didn't rush into anything physical and she shut you down. You were kind of letting her take the lead and therefore it's a little slower. Slow burn.
I just figured it would probably happen, you know, with third, fourth date or something like that.
Okay,
you know,
I like that. I mean, respectful.
A gentleman.
Playing it cool. Waiting for the right moment. And so since then, so two dates. So like we're kind of in it. Nothing?
Like, is she calling you? Is she giving you a reason? Did she break it off, or is she full ghosting you?
Full ghosting. I mean, I thought we were, like, you know, the start of a real relationship, and then she just flat out ghosted me. Never heard from her again.
R.I.P.
Fell and off the face of the planet.
Yeah.
And you do know where she lives.
Oh, should we just show up there? Should we just take this on the road?
Well, you don't even need to give us a phone number. We'll take the address.
Yeah, we're ready when you are. No, I'm just kidding. We will take that phone number. We're going to play a few songs now and try to get Jody on the line, see what's going on and see why she didn't want to continue this journey and see what the third date would bring. Because it sounds like you'd be down to have a little fun.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, no problem. We're hoping it's a big fat misunderstanding and that we can send you two on a second date that we, the radio station, would love to pay for. So good luck to you, Kyle.
Thank you.
Second date update on number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Okay, it's time. We got a hold of Jody. She's agreed to come on the air and talk about her multiple dates with Kyle and what's happening now. Hi, Jody.
Hi.
Hi. So like we said off the air, Kyle seemed to really like you. You caught his eye. And you've had not one but two dates. So obviously, you felt some kind of connection at some point. But it feels like maybe that has fizzled. Do you mind elaborating?
Yeah, Kyle's cute. We've had a nice time on a couple of dates. But I'm assuming he didn't tell you that he's been stealing flowers from my yard.
What?
No, he obviously didn't include that detail.
Yeah. So you know, the way we met is because he's doing work around my neighborhood, like at my neighbor's house.
Yeah.
And, I literally caught him stealing flowers from my house. And I actually, I checked out his, you know, his like online store.
Yeah, yeah.
And he has flowers listed as specialty spring bouquets while supplies last.
While supplies last.
While he's still dating you.
Yeah, for $79.
Wow.
And
damn.
Yeah, and I was gobsmacked. I had no idea. Like, we haven't even, like, is he dating me for my flowers? Is he really that insane? I don't know. All I know is that once I saw this, and I know those flowers are from my yard.
Okay, I was going to ask if you saw an image, like, how you knew they were your flowers.
Yeah, they are definitely, I saw an image. They are definitely my flowers. You know, maybe he got some baby's breath or something from something he already had or another, you know, account or something like that. But he is dead ass stealing flowers from my house. And so I had to ghost him. Like, I didn't even know how to approach it.
Hey, yeah, how come the ghost? How come no, like, why didn't, don't you want to call him out?
Do, but I don't. Like, I feel kind of both embarrassed by it as well as, like, this guy's skeevy. And also, I just think it would just do more emotional damage. He'll just, like, leave someone, you know, on red and just bye.
That's valid. I love that you're going for emotional damage right
I'm trying
now.
I'm going to decentralize this flower stealer. Obviously, yeah. I mean,
you're like, you're gonna steal flowers from me, I'm gonna emotionally damage you.
Yeah,
Jody, we don't mean to do this, but we may also be causing some emotional damage because we didn't tell you this, but the flower thief is on the other line. So Kyle, he heard everything you said and why you're ghosting him, so we're gonna just rip this off like a band-aid if you're okay and just let him come in and maybe own up to what he's done.
I mean, he's already on the line, so yeah.
That's true. Kyle, are you there?
I am.
So what's the deal? Are you stealing these flowers or what?
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, they were nice flowers. I mean, I didn't think she'd miss them. I sold seven of them.
Seven bouquets?
Yeah.
You sell seven bouquets of my flowers?
Yeah, but, you know, I figured, you know, I mean...
Do I get compensation? Like, I need a cut of those flowers, sir.
It was only $550.
It was... You made $550 off of my flowers?
Well, you know, I...
This is gross.
I got to make a living, you know? I mean, this is what I do. I promise. I'll take you out.
Like, I don't... With money that you made off of my flowers...
Dirty flower money.
I need to turn you into the police. I'm seriously... If you don't give me, like, half of that, I have to replant more flowers. And no, I will not be using your services, obviously. But you...
Hey, Jody, come on. We have a connection.
I want 75%, okay? Or I will literally turn the Ring camera footage into the police.
Ooh.
You will have a much harder time making a living after that.
Okay, look, I thought we could be business partners. I mean, you got a real green thumb, you know? But, you know, I mean, I do the work. I put the things together. I sell them. So, you know, how about like 15%?
15?
15%? No, first off, we're not going into business, okay? 75% is the hush money, okay, so that you don't go to jail. And then you also need to lose my number as part of this deal, okay?
Come on. I didn't realize you take this so seriously.
All right, hey, we're gonna pop in just because it seems like there's no love in the line. It does seem like maybe some sort of business transaction can occur, and you guys can go into business together.
I don't think Jody wants to be partners with Kyle.
From what I heard, she's demanding 75%, but Kyle's at 15. It's a long ways off.
Yeah. So you guys can take your negotiations offline. We were going to ask Jody if you'd like another date with Kyle that we, the radio station, would pay for. It sort of feels like we don't need to ask.
You're going to have to pay for his bail money, okay? Because unless he gets me 75% of, you know, the money that he's brought in with stolen goods, he's seriously going to be in jail.
Yikes. Kyle might need to lawyer up, huh?
I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
Okay, I think we're done here. We're just going to keep it moving. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, where Kira and Logan in the morning. I'm pretty sure I was getting hit on the other night. Your girl still got it.
How's that feel?
Well, my friend Jen was trying to keep me humble and grounded and kind and said, Kira, no, you were not getting hit on. So I'll let you be the judge. And you listening be the judge.
Happily.
Don't spare my feelings.
I never do.
So I'm out to eat at the new Italian restaurant in Portsmouth, Mama Luca. Mwah, chef's kiss. It was gorgeous. I loved it. And I loved catching up with my college gal pal Jen. So we're yapping, and next to us is a table with eight dudes. And I can only assume that they're on a bachelor party, because why else are eight dudes out to dinner together?
Dinner party. Birthday party.
Birthday party. Okay.
You're right. Bachelor is probably the most like it.
I think so.
But in that fancy Italian, maybe bachelor.
That could have been their nice meal out.
Interesting. Oh, yeah.
At any rate, eight dudes out to dinner for Italian food.
Sure.
And they're in there like...
Two mamas sitting next to them.
Two mamas.
Two foxy mamas.
Good, baby. Very good. So they're in their like mid-20s.
Okay.
And our tables are close together, like, as, you know, it's a crowded restaurant.
Sure.
And the dude sitting closest to me, like we're on the bench side and he's on the bench side.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, do you know what oxtail is? Because I want to order this. This sounds really good, but I don't really know what oxtail is.
Okay.
And so I deflect the question to Jen, because she knows more about culinary things than I do.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, well, that's weird. Why wouldn't you just ask your waitress?
Yep.
You know what I mean? But then he's probably like, she's got 10 years on me. Maybe she knows about food.
That was it? That's the only thing that you...
No.
Okay, all right. Then there's more. Good, good, good.
Yeah. So then he stands up. This is like maybe 15 minutes later.
Okay, so now we're interaction number two.
He stands up and he's like, have you been to the bathroom here? Like, I'm wondering. I'm like, does this guy think I work here? Like, what are we doing? And I was like, I actually do know where the bathroom is. So I was like, it's right when you walk in up on the left. He's like, thank you so much. I'm like, I need a tip from this guy. And then it's later. It's like probably a half hour later from that bathroom interaction. Jen's actually in the bathroom. And I get the dessert menu, and I'm looking at it. And we're a few steps ahead of them, because there are eight people or whatever.
Yeah.
It's taking a little longer.
Sure.
And he goes, hey, can I look at that dessert menu? Because I like to see what's coming up. I look forward to what's coming up.
Time out. Is this the same guy?
Three times.
Same guy.
Same guy.
And he was the only one to talk to you out of the group?
The only one.
He was flirting.
That's what I was thinking. I was like,
on the third, he wasn't flirting. Like, when I say he wasn't flirting, I didn't get flirty vibes from the first two. But I get flirty vibes from the dessert. Like,
because he wants to switch dessert.
Yeah, the asking of the... Stop it. The asking of the oxtail, I get it. It's like, hey, I'm young. You're young. Let me not embarrass myself in front of the waitress. Same thing with the bathroom question. It's like, you know what? They might know. They're our age. We can chat it up with them a little bit.
I mean, I feel like, why are you asking me these questions that, like, you would say for someone who works there? It feels...
Yeah.
Like an excuse to talk to me. Because I was in my leather shorts looking like I was ready to be talked to.
I'm okay with the first two being not flirty at all. The third one, him asking you for the dessert menu ahead of time is a weird move.
Like, bro, just wait for your dessert menu.
That's the strangest one.
I handed it to him. I wasn't going to be like, no, it's mine. but then he wanted to discuss the items. So, I'm just saying.
Round three, he was flirty.
Yeah. So then I'm walking back to the car with Jenna. I was like, how about that young buck? Why don't you slice this pie? And she was like, no, he was just asking you questions because you have more experience than him.
That was my take for the first two interactions. The dessert, him asking for the dessert menu is a weird move. That's what took it away.
I thought the whole thing was odd.
Yeah.
I thought the whole thing was odd. Okay, you live. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning. If you're just joining us, I was telling a tale of how I was out to eat with one of my pals, Jen. And there was a table of eight dudes next to us out to dinner together. I thought it was a bachelor party because why are eight dudes out to dinner together? But that's neither here nor there. One of the dudes talked to me not once, not twice, but three times. None of them necessary. He was asking me questions like, where is the bathroom? Asking me about certain menu items. And I was just like, okay, obviously he likes how I look in these leather shorts. That's the conclusion I came to. My friend Jen said, no, you weren't getting hit on, like brought me back down to earth, kept me humble, kept me kind, and said, he's just asking you, you know, he thinks you know more about life because you're 10 years older type of thing. 603-749-0975. Wondering if you think I was getting hit on. Hey, what's up? You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
I'm Mark from Derry.
Hey, Mark. So what do you think?
So I think she was definitely getting hit on. I think the whole time he was looking at the dessert menu, he was wondering, can we take this back to my place with some whipped cream and some cherries?
Hello, Mark.
Jeez,
my man.
That's what he was thinking the whole time.
Well, I did have my ring on, so I mean.
That didn't matter.
It didn't matter. He was here for a good time, not a long time.
And if he was on a bachelor party, his buddies were cranking him up. You know, just saying, have some fun.
I don't know if it was a bachelor party though. I feel like that place might have been too nice for a bachelor party. I think they would have been at the bar.
I completely agree, Mark.
I don't know. I've never been to a bachelor party, but don't they have one nice dinner out, like at a steakhouse?
Sometimes.
We'll go with it. He was definitely flirting. So.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your opinion. It's nice to hear from a creature of the male species.
Right on. You guys have a great day.
You too, man.
You too. Sorry to call you a creature. WOKQ, who's this?
Hi, this is Jim.
Jim, what do you think?
I'm thinking you were with some of your girlfriends, right?
I was with one girlfriend, yes.
You're with one girlfriend. He's with a bunch of guys. You're wearing leather shorts. I'm thinking he's going with Cougar.
Cougar. Please do not say that to her. I do not need her riding that high all day.
So you're saying I was asking for it, Jim?
I'm saying you got to look at it from his perspective. A young buck seeing an older woman in leather shorts. Yeehaw!
I'm going to double down real quick on something that I think that maybe he was saying, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
And this is not on you. But he must have gotten a friendly vibe from you to come back three times.
I wasn't rude to him.
Yeah. I just mean, like, if he was... Because I really do think the asking for dessert menu is a flirty move. Because he had no reason to do so.
I agree. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe the dessert he had in mind was something else.
Yeah, the Kira pie. The Kira lime pie.
It's in season. Oh, boy. Well, this is fun. This has been great for my ego. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, it's time to give away a pair of tickets to see Chase Rice at the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom.
Baby!
Hey, would you like to go? Would you like to play Can't Beat Kira? I know it's a lot of questions. 603-749-0975. If you want to win Chase Rice tickets, give us a call at 603-749-0975. We play in less than 10 on 97.5 WOKQ. Hey!
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Good morning, Elizabeth. You're on with Kira and Logan.
Hi.
Hi, how's everything?
Good.
I'm glad. So you're down to try to win these tickets to see Chase Rice on Hampton Beach?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually went to that concert a couple years ago. It was a great concert.
Oh, she wants to run it back and go again.
Round two,
exactly.
Baby.
All right, well, kick Kira out of here. Let's play, Elizabeth.
Get out of here, Kira.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm leaving.
I beat her last time, so I'm feeling confident.
Oh, she threw that in there, Kira.
She threw it in there.
Maybe I'll change these questions and make it super hard. Just kidding. Elizabeth, their questions are already written. The first one's really easy, in fact. How many of anything makes up a baker's dozen?
13.
Question number two. The NBA and NHL finals are both about to start. Can you name one team in the finals for either the NBA or the NHL?
I'm going to say Miami Heat.
The Miami Heat. Question number three. I can't tell you the name of the song, okay? But it's by Craig Morgan.
Okay.
Side by side, there's five houseboat front porches, AstroTurf, lawn chairs, and tiki torches. Regular Joe's rocking the boat. That's us. The redneck blank.
I have no idea. I'm going to say crew.
Crew? The redneck crew. I'm calling Kira back in. Elizabeth, how we feeling? How we feeling?
Not confident.
Not confident. Well, the fill in the lyrics was definitely butchered by me trying to get the rhythm. It's a fast song. It's a fast-paced song. Hey, Kira, welcome back.
What's up, Logan? What's up, Elizabeth? What'd you guys talk about while I was gone?
I figured I'd let Elizabeth answer, but she doesn't want to give anything away.
Oh, okay.
It's a smart choice.
All right, guys, you're kind of leaving me in the dark, but that's fine.
We talked about a baker's dozen. How many of anything makes up one?
13.
13 is the right answer. You said it. Elizabeth said it. Great job.
Thank you.
Question two. The NBA and the NHL finals are both about to start.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name one team in either of the finals for the NBA or the NHL? this is a funny
one. You think I could, right?
Same, Kira. Same.
I'm going to let you know Elizabeth couldn't.
She couldn't?
She couldn't.
The Celtics.
The Celtics. No, it's not the Celtics. It's also not the Miami Heat. Would have taken Indiana Pacers, Oklahoma City Thunder, Florida Panthers, or Edmonton Oilers.
Oh, yeah, that would have been tough for me to pull any of those out.
Jeez Louise. Any hoosers. 1-1 still. Question three. This is a Craig Morgan song. I can't tell you the name of it. AstroTurf, lawn chairs, and tiki torches. Regular Joe's rocking the boat. That's us. The redneck blank.
Porch rockers.
The Redneck Yacht Club is what we were looking for. Oh, it's so painful. The Redneck Yacht Club.
You did better than I did.
Yeah, she said. Elizabeth said the Redneck Crew.
The Redneck Crew? Oh, man.
So, final score is 1-1. Elizabeth, we do need the phrase of shame.
This is Elizabeth, and I can't beat Kira.
That's okay. You don't have to sound so shameful, you know?
The only question either of you got right was the Baker's Dozen.
Hello. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, and this is number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Apparently, and you know I love a made-up holiday, apparently yesterday was National Leave Work Early Day. And I feel like it's totally appropriate to celebrate that holiday all week long as you would a birthday.
Go ahead, girl. Now that is something I can get behind.
How did I know? How did I know? So Logan and I wanted to talk about leaving work early. What is the most valid, steel-proof excuse that you could give your management as to why you have to leave work early, that there won't be any argument or pushback? What would you say yours is?
Well, I mean, the ultimate move is just to say family emergency.
Mm-hmm.
No details.
Well, Logan keeps it vague. You never know what's going on there.
Well, it's not work's place to know. I don't,
totally.
Like, when I'm sick or I gotta leave, like, something's going on, I think the vaguer, is that a word?
The more vague, the better.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to be specific and I needed to, like, make up an excuse, like, immediately, I would say, I think my dog got out of the house. Because guess who's stopping me from taking care of my lost dog? No one.
Literally no one.
No one. I will drop everything. I don't have to get into this, but I would immediately be like, yeah, my neighbor said that they saw my dog out of the house. I have to go.
Gotta run.
That is a perfect excuse.
That's a good excuse. And I think that the number one excuse, especially if you're a woman and you have male management, women's issues. They don't want to hear anything about it, and they're just like, go, go, go.
Not only do we not want to hear anything about it, we would never be caught questioning you.
100%.
Uh-huh.
My first job out of college, a sales job, I had this really manly man boss, bigot, and anytime I wanted to leave work early, I would bring up women's issues, and I would start getting into details, and he would be like, you can't walk out of my office soon enough. Why are you still here? Please leave.
Yeah, these women, they use these issues. They use them against us. It's not fair. It's not safe.
It started out, it ended up being like a bit that we had. Yeah. So I kind of miss it, to be honest. Okay, so this is the question for you. What is the number one most valid excuse to leave work early that your management really can't push back too much on? Also, if you are a manager or you are a boss of other people, what is the most ridiculous, lamest, pathetic excuse that your employee has given to leave work early? Or perhaps you yourself have given a ridiculous excuse, and maybe it worked, or maybe it didn't.
I can't wait to hear these ones.
We'll be poking and prodding and asking all kinds of questions. So please give us a call at 603-749-0975. Hey, random caller who chimes in, we do have an extra pair of tickets to see Jared Neiman at the Tupelo Music Hall in Derry. If you want to tell us the best excuse, most valid excuse for leaving work early, or the most ridiculous and pathetic excuse for leaving work early, 603-749-0975. Logan and I are number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. If you're just joining us, first of all, welcome. So, so glad you're here. We were talking about what is the most valid excuse that you could use to leave work early. Or, on the other end of the spectrum, what is the most ridiculous, outlandish excuse that maybe you've heard someone else use to leave work early? If you're a supervisor or a manager, I am certain you've heard some real doozies. 603-749-0975 is our number if you'd like to chime in. Hey, Brandon. So what do you have, my guy?
Well, it's kind of hard to do it, the job that I do, but you could say you pooped your pants.
You pooped your pants, yeah.
You know what's crazy? Someone just messaged us that, too. Do people actually use that as an excuse, though?
Oh, yeah, I did it for my last job.
Tell us the story of that, Brandon.
Well, it was one of those days. It was a nice day out when I really wanted to go fishing.
So you went, I'm assuming you went to the bathroom and then came back? Or, like explain the interaction.
I say, my boss saw me run to the bathroom, and I'm like, oh, I didn't make it. He's like, yeah, just go home.
Shut up. You executed this perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you should win an Oscar or an Academy Award for that performance.
I should.
He didn't look into it? And when I say look into it, I don't mean pull the shorts back, but I mean, like, he didn't...
Sniff around?
Like, did you waddle?
No, I just kind of was just like, oh, yeah, I just didn't make it. And he was standing right there, and he's like, yeah, just go.
That's crazy.
But I could not love this more.
It's a good point. Like, no one's telling you to stay at work in that situation.
Totally. That would be unreasonable and, like, an unsafe work environment for you and everybody else.
Agreed.
Agreed. But, you know, the type of job that I do now, it's kind of hard to do that, say that.
Okay, why is it hard now to do the I poop my pants, I gotta leave move?
Because I drive around and clean porta potties.
He's always around the bathroom. He's always can go.
I can always go now.
This is
my favorite call.
Thank
this
you.
Is so funny.
Thank you for this, Brandon.
Yeah, no problem.
Be good, man.
Have a great day. Thanks for listening to us.
Thanks, bye.
Okay, we're still taking your calls on this at 603-749-0975. Random caller who chimes in. We do have a pair of tickets to see Jared Neiman in Derry, New Hampshire. 603-749-0975. We're looking for the either most ridiculous excuses that you've heard someone use to leave work early, or the most valid and soundproof excuse. 603-749-0975. And we have that Morgan Wallen contest code in 5 minutes on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning. And if you missed that 820 contest code for our Morgan Wallen experience, we simply can't have it. We can't be having you missing codes. We can't live like this. So I think Logan's feeling kind enough to repeat the code. I didn't ask him, but I'm feeling that
vibe.
It's
a good enough day. It's a good enough day. It's sunny out. I'm feeling all right. 225. It was 225. That's it.
225. So look alive and get your app out. Good luck. All right. So we were talking about the most valid excuse to leave work early. You know, it's sunny out. Let's talk about it. Or what is the most ridiculous, outlandish excuse to leave work early? We did get a voicemail on our 97.5 WOKQ app from Tim, which we were really giggling listening to. So we're going to listen to it with you now.
I called out of work one time saying I had a flat tire, but I was really at the beach. And my manager could hear the...
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, and we're so glad you're here. We were just talking about the best, most valid excuses to leave work early, or the ridiculous, outlandish ones. I just combined those two words. Give us a call at 603-749-0975. Hey, Rob from Haverhill. Good to hear from you, my guy.
What's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
We're well. So do you have an excuse that you wanted to share?
No, I can't give no excuses. I drive a septic truck. I'm covered in poop all day. They wash our uniform, so they just tell us to change. Keep it moving.
Time out.
The only time I can get an excuse if I get like pink eye, then I get like person comp for 3 days.
Whoa. Have you tell us the truth, Rob, if that's your real name.
I have not, but my coworker has, and it's funny. He got it in both eyes.
Oh.
Wait, he actually had pink eye in both eyes, or he used it as an excuse?
No, he actually had. He had to go to the doctor and stuff. It was bad. He couldn't open his eyes.
So that's the most valid excuse for your line of work, is the double pink eye situation.
Mm.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it could happen, trust me.
Yeah, but you don't want to like risk that, because that could happen.
Oh, no, I stay with the Ray-Bans on all the time. My eyes are covered.
Wait, you are playing with Dookie in Ray-Bans?
Oh, always. I get paid enough, so why not?
Okay.
He's got that Dookie money.
Okay, Rob.
We got the
Metas
on.
Got it.
I like them. Well, thank you. This has been very enlightening. I don't think we ever knew what you did for work, so we're learning more about you.
Yeah, I'm always driving a truck, but it's a big truck, so I'm always covered in poop.
Well, someone's got to do it, right?
Absolutely, guys. You guys have an awesome day.
You too, Rob.
You too. God bless you in the work you do.
Always.
Bye-bye. I think he gave us a toot. Okay, so Logan apparently had a very cringy interaction with none other than Robert Kraft.
It was pretty bad.
At the Jelly Roll and Post Malone concert past Saturday.
Mr. Robbie, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
This would only happen to you, I swear. He's going to share the tale next on 97.5 WOKQ. Nate Smith. The song is Fix What You Didn't Break. On your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Kira and Logan in the morning, those are our names. The time is now, Logan. So look alive, wouldn't you?
I'm ready.
Okay, great. It's time for Compliments, Double Downs, and Apologies. Brought to you by Merchants Auto in Hooksett, New Hampshire. So I will be complimenting, feels pretty obvious, but hands down the best caller of the day. I don't like to pick favorites, but I will. Brandon really brought a lot to the table today. We were talking about the best excuses to leave work early. And this brave guy shared this tale with us.
Well, it was one of those days. It was a nice day out, and I really wanted to go fishing.
So you...
I should have said that his excuse was that he pooped his pants. So I'm going to start it over, because then now you have context. Okay.
Well, it was one of those days. It was a nice day out, and I really wanted to go fishing.
So you went... I'm assuming you went to the bathroom and then came back? Or, like explain the interaction.
I say, my boss saw me run to the bathroom, and I'm like, oh, I didn't make it. He's like, yeah, just go home.
Shut up. You executed this perfectly.
I agree, but you know, the type of job that I do now, it's kind of hard to do that, say that.
Okay, why is it hard now to do the I poop my pants, I gotta leave move?
Because I drive around and clean porta potties.
You just can't make this stuff up.
Absolutely hilarious. And I like the fact that he didn't have to actually poop his pants to get out of work. He just said that he did.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the whole point of the call.
Yeah, and he probably had a great day fishing after that. No regrets.
So funny.
He just put his pride to the side. He was like, this guy can think that I am not potty trained at the age of 38 or whatever he is. Like, I don't care. I want to be fishing and I want to be outside.
Dedication really to is. Getting out of the rest of the day of work is crazy.
I love it. I love the persistence. What do you have, Logan?
I'm going to just be doing a public apology.
Okay.
Because I think that he might be listening. Of course, I'm referring to Robbie Kraft.
Yes, Robbie. Yeah.
This is important. Dear Mr. Kraft, I am so sorry for the way that I greeted you at the Jelly Roll Post Malone concert at Gillette.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to shake your hand. It was a lefty handshake. You were going for a high five. So I basically held your hand without you holding it back. And then I let go. And we were touching palms as if we high-fived. But then both of our palms just remained touching each other. And they were wet. And it was weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry I yelled in your face and called you Robbie as loud as I possibly could. That too.
Well, yeah, I'm
I was excited.
Yeah, I'm sure it was awkward as all get out, but as you're explaining it, I'm like, that's kind of a cool story. Like, if you just high-fived him, that wouldn't be that funny or, like, cool to repeat, but you had this weird interaction with Robert Kraft, and now you have a good story to tell.
Yeah, the story is that I tried to shake his hand. He didn't shake his hand. He was going for a high-five, so I let go and just remained touching his hand as long as I possibly could.
You're like, let's just keep this going.
It was so weird. I'm sorry.
Oh, boy. And like we said earlier on the show, it's not like you will get a chance to redeem yourself. Like, that was your chance.
No. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, dog.
First impressions, they do count. And on that note, we out. Ginny Rogers is up next, so it's 30 minutes of New Country. Also, she has that next contest code for the Morgan Wallen Experience. That's happening at 10:20, so do not miss it. And also, don't forget All Day Long, Who Loves Ya?
We do.
97.5 WOKQ.